about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. I actually saw some sun earlier today. That's a big moment. It has been a while. However, there is more rain in the forecast. Tonight, starting supposedly around 6 p.m., and then basically through early tomorrow morning till around 9 p.m. I mean, till around 9 a.m. So get ready. Tomorrow also the coolest day we've probably had since late April. 68 for a high. So there's your weather forecast. Let's get right to where we're going. Let's check in with Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
I'm great, George, even though we're getting good rain up on the plateau, as you call it.
You're getting a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, it's coming down good.
Yeah. Well, you may not need it, though.
No, we don't need it.
But you're getting it nonetheless.
We've had enough.
Yeah.
If you've got a pipeline, you need to use it. We've had enough.
I believe it.
See if you can back it off a little there, bud.
I will do my best. How's that working on your golf game?
My golf game is
dormant
because I hadn't played.
Dormant.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I believe it.
We'd have to swim to hit it.
Yeah, you probably would.
Floating golf balls.
Yeah. So let's get the health update right off the bat.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's be official though, and hit his little sounder first.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
So, Terry, what is the health update?
Well, I'm still on the mend, slow but sure, and, just trying to make it through each day and not overexert myself, but also still trying to get a few things done here and there so that, as they say, idle mind is the devil's workshop. We don't want that.
Wow.
Idle mind is devil's workshop.
Huh.
Is that a Westmoreland statement or is that?
No, that's an old saying I've heard my whole life, so. It kind of means don't just sit by and have idle thoughts, I guess. You know,
That's a good one. It's a good one. I've just never heard it before.
Focused and approached.
You sound like you got it under control. Let's get the energy back.
Yes, that's the next step.
Yeah. So tell me what is new at Titans Central.
Well, I think the Titans are looking at this week as a situation where they can really jump out and take control of things in the AFC South, which is not exactly an imposing division right now. I mean, you're talking about facing the Colts, who are expected to be your primary competition, and all indications are they may not have Carson Wentz available on Sunday, so they're going to get to go against a backup quarterback in Jacob Eason. So, to me, this is a golden opportunity for the Titans to put their best foot forward on Sunday and firmly establish themselves as the team to beat in this division.
Terry, I watched the Carson Wentz game on Sunday against the Rams, and he came out of it with sprained ankles, both left and right.
Apparently so.
I've never heard of that before.
He hurt one of them during the course of the game and was able to play through that, but then he hurt the other one. And it was much more serious, and that's what knocked him out of the ballgame there in the fourth quarter when he was unable to finish. I mean, it had to be pretty serious because the game was on the line right there. They had a chance to go down and score and maybe beat the Rams on Sunday. But when he couldn't answer the bell, that was kind of a death knell for the Colts in that game.
Yeah, and in fairness to Wentz, he didn't get a very good favorable rating by the announcers at that point. They were like, you need to go back in. And I'm like, wait a minute. If he's hurt, and it sure looked like he was, then they didn't need to be saying that.
No, I agree completely. And, those types of deals are always made by the medical staff. If the medical staff feels like you can't go out there and perform and you can't go out there and protect yourself the way that you need to be able to in such a rough and violent game, and they're not going to send you back out there. So they basically took his helmet away from him.
Yeah. So, Terry, what's your gut feeling as far as this was a very emotional deal Sunday, and Derrick Henry had to carry it 35 times, was touching the ball six other times as a receiver. Surely their hope is that they don't have to do that again on Sunday.
You would hope not. I mean, because they've got to have a little bit more balance. But I think they have to know that the formula that Arizona put out there in week one of cutting Derrick Henry down at the start of the game, not letting him get going so that they can get into play action and get the ball into A.J. Brown and Julio Jones's hands, that's going to be the formula that teams are going to try and impose upon them until they show that they can solve it. Now, the second half, they did a really good job of solving it, but that's kind of improbable because most teams don't try to run the football down 15 points at the half. The Titans are an exception to that. So one of the things they've got to do on Sunday is they've got to play from ahead. They have got to come out, establish a lead against a hampered Colts team, and they've got to get into their rhythm and dictate the tempo to the Colts because, quite frankly, the first 2 weeks, the Titans have been dictated to by the opposing defense.
Terry, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but this is the NFL. You're not always going to play from ahead. So if Indy brings, half the free world into the box early, don't you have to throw early and then that loosens for the run?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was finally the adjustment that Todd Downing made on Sunday, was that once he got Julio Jones involved in the first half and he had some big plays on that, especially on that one drive, I think that that's exactly what they're going to have to do. Now, A.J. Brown didn't have one of his better games, had three drops. But I think overall, yeah, if you're the Titan, you may have to come out and pass to run in order to do what you eventually want to do with Henry.
Appreciate the update. We'll check back in with you tomorrow. Stay healthy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Or in this case, get healthy. Terry McCormick, Daily Titans Update here on the show. Watson, he does sound better.
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Thank goodness. We have been worried about him. Watson, I don't know if you saw this story. It got out just a little while ago. Smoke and flame shot through the side of the Superdome's roof today as crews worked to clean and prepare the New Orleans Sports and Entertainment Arena for painting. Now, I think I'm right. The arena is the thing next door,
yes,
where the Pelicans of the NBA play. The New Orleans Fire Department confirmed that firefighters responded to flames on the building's roof shortly before 1 o'clock. The fire appeared to be under control a short time later. New Orleans Emergency Management Services said on Twitter that it was transporting one person to the hospital for minor burns. Emergency officials called on people to stay away from the area. I think that'd be a pretty smart move. Tell you what, that building's had some tough stuff over New the Orleans. Last... Ugh.
New Orleans has had some tough stuff, George. Wow. And all those Louisiana flooding issues and teams leaving town now slowly getting to come back. I mean, gosh, South Louisiana has really had a go here in the last few years.
Yeah. Up in Pittsburgh, they are worried a little bit about Big Ben. Coach Mike Tomlinson saying the quarterback was dealing with a left pectoral injury, but said he didn't know how it happened. It wasn't publicly disclosed during post-game interviews with either Tomlin or Ben Roethlisberger. Tomlin said, quote, "I don't know specifically when Ben got injured in the game. I don't know that he does. You know, sometimes just in the midst of competition, adrenaline and so forth, you just don't know. Sometimes things just come up after." Watson, here's the thing I'm noticing. Number one, their offensive line has got real issues. And the Ben that used to move around, you might as well put him in a wheelchair. He can't move a lick.
He is a different guy, George. He is injuries, age, whatever. He has to throw in rhythm now, and he has to be protected. When in years past, he could get away with not great protection. Matter of fact, a lot of his better plays came when he was on the move. He was a very good scrambler and thrower on the run, and he's lost that. So he's having to become a Tom Brady, and that's not been his style.
Meanwhile, in Houston, the Texans announced that rookie quarterback Davis Mills will start Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers in place of an injured Tyrod Taylor. Think about this, Watson. You've got Deshaun Watson on your team. You're basically saying hell will freeze over before we let him play. And, you know, a lot of this is the NFL's fault. They needed to put Deshaun Watson in some level of administrative leave or whatever and not put the Texans in this awkward situation.
Yeah, we've said that, George, since early summer. I mean, I haven't backed off of that a lick. I think that they've made it hard on the Texans because there's nobody knows what the Deshaun Watson deal is, so everybody's sitting, in my opinion, and not jumping. And the Texans are offering an awful lot. But, my gosh, right now, if he was traded to Miami, he could play the next week. And that's hard for me to believe, especially with other sports that do set their players down when stuff like this comes up.
Yeah.
And I've seen the NFL do it before, so I don't understand why this one has kind of been out of the norm over most of the NFL things.
Weird story today out of Utah. University of Utah starting quarterback Charlie Brewer has elected to leave the program after just 3 games with the Utes. Quote, "Charlie has decided to move on and we wish him the best," according to Coach Kyle Whittingham. There is something behind this story, and I don't pretend to know what it is. He has been beat up in his years with Baylor. He's had a ton of concussion issues. But, Watson, I would think if that's what it was, they would have said that.
George, I don't know if that's what it is. I think this is what's the ultimate outcome from going into the where you can transfer anywhere you want at any time.
Transfer portal.
Yes, into the portal. And you go into these places, you don't know the kids. You're there a couple of months. It don't work out. You don't have any allegiance to that university. You've been playing a while. You've had enough. That's the second quarterback, and I can't think of the first one I saw do this who got benched after 3 games. This is the second one that's done this that just decided to leave, and I think it's coming from this. You lose all of family. You lose all of allegiance to a university.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to leave.
Okay, last note as we head to the break. J.J. Redick, a terrific shooter on a bunch of NBA teams over the years, has decided to retire. I think J.J. Redick is 37. Had a pretty darn good NBA career for being mostly a shooter and not a great athlete. Anyway, when we come back, Butch Spiridon from the Convention and Visitors Bureau will join us. We'll find out how the meeting went with the soccer people that ultimately will determine whether Nashville is involved in a future World Cup. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, we welcome all of you back. We are efforting to get Butch Spiridon on the line with us. As a lot of you know, the soccer people were in town last week, and we want to find out a little bit about how that meeting went. And Butch should be joining us here in a minute or two. And, in fact, he's saying, hit me back. So let's see. We'll see what happens here. Watson, give me a quick 30 seconds on Aaron Rodgers last night.
I thought he was good. Man, when he when he throws good balls, they're fantastic balls. They're put in spots that are just unbelievable accuracy. And I thought they responded well, and they got a little early push, and they came back. And so I thought it was a good night for the Packers.
Unlike Big Ben, he has not lost a ton of mobility.
No, he has not, and he sure hadn't lost his accuracy. When he's in balance, nobody. I think he's the most accurate guy with the quickest release still in the game today. He's not as good as he used to be moving, but he's still good. But, man, when he can set his feet and let a ball go on time, George, it is pretty now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm told Butch Spiridon is on the line with us. I know I'm going to screw up some of the words, and I'm going to get Butch to kind of help me with exactly who came and what they did. But, Butch, thanks for taking the time on very short notice.
Yes, sir. Happy to join in.
So, kind of get our listeners updated on the visit that went on last week between the soccer people and the city.
Sure. So there were 22 individuals in this official FIFA delegation. The director of the World Cup bid, himself, Colin Smith, all the way from Zurich. The president of CONCACAF, who by virtue of that is on the executive committee of FIFA. And he hails from Canada. And then a team of technical logistics folks, plus the president of U.S. soccer. So they came in mass. They were not on the ground 24 hours. So it was a major fire drill. And it was nice to see their plane take off.
How do you really feel? That's
well,
funny.
I could have slept for 2 days.
Butch, this all came on the heels of a Labor Day weekend soccer crowd that I think was even better than you all thought it would be. How much did that help?
Helped a lot. We really, I feel like we improved our relationship with U.S. soccer, with the support we put behind that, with everything from marketing to ticket sales to concert. Thank you all for talking about it. But it put everybody in a really good mood. The only thing they were not happy about was the score. And, you know, that's kind of out of our wheelhouse. So I felt pretty good about that. And it teed up the visit at a very high level and a positive note.
Yeah. Butch, I guess this will sound like I'm being paid by you, but you've got a background here that suggests for the NHL All-Star stuff and for the Stanley Cup final coming here, that the city could not have put on better-looking stuff for the world to see. Then there's the NFL draft that, beyond anybody's wildest dreams, was a slam-dunk home run. So what is there left that they need to know to say, Nashville, you are worthy?
Well, just real quick, you referenced the draft. You can rest assured I pointed out that it was named 2019 Sporting Event of the Year by the Sports Business Journal, and that I added it really wasn't a sporting event. So if you take that into account, that was quite a statement for Nashville.
How long did it take you to tell them that?
Oh, I got to the part about our experience. So I waited till we were in the throes of we know how to put on an event. And I finished with the draft and that quote or that statement from the Sports Business Journal. But I got it in there and I put an exclamation point behind it. And, you know, really, I feel like they truly understood our capabilities. So, I mean, we had police and fire and public works and MTA, you name it. We had the people that make events happen in the room that they could see, okay, we're serious. And then it became, do we have the training sites? And really, almost half a day at Nissan Stadium, looking at it from a press standpoint, from a game standpoint, from a entertainment standpoint. I mean, we combed that building. And really, I think they loved it. You know, the one thing they would like is a little more real estate in the corners. And it's doable, but we got to decide if we want to spend that money.
Yeah. Butch, from, you know, you've had a history of being a terrific entertainer. You proved that in the NFL draft. I saw it in the Stanley Cup run. You do a great job of getting all parts of the city to be helpful. In sort of your vision, if World Cup people say, you know what, Nashville will be one of those cities, what kind of entertainment stuff are you kind of, you know, concocting in your mind?
Well, you can count on the fact that we will entertain visitors from around the world, that we would wrap this event in music like they've never seen, and we emphasize that to them. The walkability of you know, hotels, restaurants, nightlife, and stadium was impressive to them. And FIFA has a U.S. rep that's been their boots on the ground for the last couple of years. And he even said to me, you know, you have an opportunity to say, yes, the Fan Fest is really important and we can do that. But even when that's not going on, we're an entertainment destination 24/7. So I think he was right. I think that showed. And we would go A-list with diverse music and talent and, you know, make it a fun event for Nashville. And that's half the goal always, is we want to entertain our fellow Nashvillians and we want to show the world what we can do.
Watson, this guy is a city superstar if there ever was one. Who knows, maybe I'll get a dollar for saying that sometime at church.
It's in the mail.
Watson, say hello to Butch Spiridon.
Well, I can 100% put a second with that, so he needs a second dollar cent.
Well, two are in the mail then.
Thanks, pal. No, it's just Nashville is so lucky to have you, Butch, because you've done so much and experiences I learned through my years. That does matter. Would you not say that by getting them here one day, when I'd have to do things in similar mode like you're having to do as an athletic director, the human aspect is a bigger piece of it than you think, and getting to know these people and them getting to know you and feeling comfortable with you, I think is a much bigger piece than it's put on paper to be. So in that way, you getting them here and getting to spend that time with them, I think is just fantastic.
Well, you know, you're correct. You're smart to know that when you're doing in your own work and with others. It's part of Nashville's, I'll say, secret sauce. And we say if we can get them here, we got a good shot. And we made friends with them.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing we did was have an end-of-the-day drink, and we just started sharing stories. I wasn't selling, they weren't selling. We were being friends.
Yeah.
And that gives them, I think, a level of confidence and trust, and it gives us the appearance, the correct appearance of what you see is what you get. We're authentic as the day is long, and you can trust us. And it always comes back to, can you count on these people to do what they're saying they can do? And if we didn't do anything else, I know we showed them that we could deliver.
Well, and that's what immediately when I heard about this, I said, this is the number one thing that's going to come from this, in my opinion, is a trust factor, a relationship factor. You can't trust somebody till you know them and feel the relationship. And so it's not easy. I mean, it's a process that you can get to that point. And that's where I said, man, perfect. Put a check mark by that, because I know I don't care if it's a day, I don't care if it's 3 days. That makes a big difference when you got them face to face, spend time with them, for sure.
Yeah, it matters, and it's always nice, or it would have been nice had we been able to have a dinner, something casual, but it was so structured and so full that, you know, it became more important and a little more strategic on how to get them to know us and understand us. But I think we accomplished it. And let me, I got to acknowledge John Ingram, Ian Ayers, Burke Nihil, and Colin Reed. So they were four of our announced host committee LOC co-chairs should we be selected. And when you put civic leaders like that in front of an international delegation, it further validated our commitment. So my hat's off to them, and my appreciation is never ending on that end.
But I know nobody will match us, in my opinion, on all the periphery things. You're going to win that battle. What are the top, say, three things that they're looking for that have to be there, and are we good enough in those areas?
So host venue, Nissan Stadium, number one. Training sites, number two. And then kind of, I'll say, between the host committee, the ability to raise the money and the ability at the same time to elevate everything going around the stadium. And other than what I said in the beginning, the corners of the stadium. I mean, Burke shared a little bit about, you know, their renovation plans. Obviously, we probably have more to send them in a couple months. But they understood it. Burke was totally on and candid and so believable and just comfortable with them. I left them alone a few times with Burke, Victor, the chief of VP, and Colin Smith, and said, yeah, y'all go talk. And Burke doesn't have to schmooze or BS him. He's just telling them like it was. I feel certain he had them convinced that stadium will be world class.
Hey, Lance. Yeah, go ahead, Watson. If you've got something, we got about 30
last quick
seconds.
Thing, you got about 30 seconds. But what is the time frame here? When will the final decision be made? Time frame wise,
we feel like they'll ask us a few more questions over the next couple months. They will make the second half of their city visit in about a month, and then first quarter of 2022, they have to pull the trigger. So it's coming fast.
Yep.
Butch, thanks for doing this on very short notice.
Appreciate you anytime. Appreciate both of you guys. So thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the support.
Talk to you again soon. Butch Spiridon runs our Convention and Visitors Bureau and does a terrific job. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays and exclusive always-on promotions. They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? what a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
He's live.
He's local.
He's George Plaster.
The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back in. At the moment, sunshine. But we know how fickle that can be. So let's hold the phone on that one. But there is actually sunshine outside of this window. So, Watson, let's go back to what's going on in the quarterback world right now in the NFL. You've got a bunch of quarterbacks that on Sunday turned it into Black Sunday. A bunch of them got hurt. Any particular reason? Do you think lack of preseason work has anything to do with that?
No, I personally just think luck of the draw. I mean, it's just sometimes they two or three of them get hurt, then you'll go 3 or 4 weeks and nothing happens. If you see the different injuries, it's a lot of them are not big, brutal hits. They're kind of freaky things, George. So I just think it's luck of the draw. That's a bunch in one weekend, but sometimes it happens. And I heard Harbaugh was really good to me when they were interviewing him and giving him reasons to have excuses, because he's had, with the Ravens, had tons of injuries. I mean, my gracious, when they put the list of them up there. And his statement was, the NFL is an injury league. And if you, the better ones can handle the injuries. And it is part of your job to do that and be prepared for it when it comes. I thought that was a fantastic answer. But the one position, George, that you can't afford to get injured, in my opinion, in the NFL, is the QB. Because there's very few teams that the backup's anywhere close to the starter.
You're right about that. For instance, Miami may be one of those that has that luxury. Tua gets hurt. Tua has had a history of injuries, as everybody knows. Some will say he's been unlucky. Others will say he's brittle. So, Watson, I guess I'll ask this question. With Jacoby Brissett as the backup, who I think is about as close to being a real NFL starter while not having the title as anybody, how many quarterbacks are out there unemployed today that could help an NFL team, honestly?
Probably zero?
Honest.
Yeah. I mean, go in and help you win a game. I don't know if there's one outside that's not on a team right now. Cam
really?
Newton, maybe. I just don't. I think they, if they're good enough, somebody's going to grab them. And if there's baggage that they don't want, that they think that's not worth trying to see if he can help them, that's the way I look at it. I think it's the hardest position and the luckiest position in the NFL. If you can make it through the year and keep your guy healthy, you've been the luckiest guy in the world, a team in the world. And because I don't care what the other position is, there's a chance to make it up. Titans had the starting left guard and the starting left tackle out yesterday. And Derrick Henry rushes for 140-plus, whatever it was. And a lot of the runs were right at those guys. You can get away with a lot of things in the NFL, not quarterback. George, and even the backup to the starter's a difference, but when you start going and one's sitting around here for a while or that one, you got to do it because you got to bring another one in, but I don't think it'll win you a game. The only one I'd say is Cam Newton, and that one you got to kind of do what he can do, and if your offense don't fit that, George, Cam's one of those you can't put around something in a square hole. I mean, it just don't work with him. It'd be like taking Lamar Jackson and putting him with the Buccaneers. It just don't fit that offense.
Okay, let me try this one on you. Since you brought up Cam Newton and beat me to the punch, if he's not signed by a team by the end of the week, given all the sudden openings, is that not a sign that the NFL has said to him, you got nothing left in the tank?
You might be right about that, yeah. And it might be a sign to him to say, it's time for me to retire. It's early, and there's going to be other injuries, George. So I wouldn't put it just in the next week or two, but if we're mid-season or so, and he hadn't been picked up, then it just, I don't think it looks good because there's going to be more. And the tough thing for Cam is I think he's got that image out there, which may be fair, that he is just not a good backup guy. You know, he's just not good to be a backup guy. I don't know if that's fair because he's never been one. And I thought watching him on the sideline some with Mac Jones, I thought he was really good. I thought he really was pulling for him. Mac made that play. He's running down the sidelines trying to give him a high five. I mean, I don't know if that's fair, but I do think that's part of it with some of these teams. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think any of us really know what Cam Newton is.
No.
We've got some preconceived notions going back to his Auburn days. For whatever reason, there's this notion that he's selfish, that it's all about him, and that if he's not going to be a starter, that he would be a terrible backup and cause all kinds of trouble. I don't know if that's true or not. I have no idea. I've never met the guy, And I would think his agents or agent would have said to him at some point, listen, this is out here. This is what people are using on you. You need to go out of your way to show that that's not the case.
And he may have been doing that in New England down the stretch there. He may have been doing that. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm in the business, and I don't know. I just don't know enough about him.
Well,
that
okay,
is
let
what
me
the
ask.
Perception is.
Let me ask this question, because Belichick did him no favors on that by releasing him, because the what do they got as a backup? Brian Hoyer. I mean, give me a break. I always hear about Brian Hoyer. What's he ever done?
I mean, I agree with you. That was hard. I didn't understand it unless it's a money deal.
But does it almost look like we think he'd be more of a problem as a backup than he'd be worth keeping?
And Belichick didn't say that at all. He took up for him and said he's been fantastic. He's done everything we ask. He's been fantastic to work with. Go look at the quotes.
Right.
But yet he did.
But his actions speak differently.
Yes, that's true. And I think the immediate perception is, well, he just don't want him around as a backup quarterback. And it very well be that that's something we could ask Terry that he could look into. But it might have been a money deal that he just didn't want to pay Cam the money that he'd gotten a new contract, right?
Yeah,
I think he had.
That had a little more money involved.
First year he was on $1 million deal or something. And they may not could afford the contract.
Yeah. So, Watson, do this for me. Jacob Eason, there's a real shot, is going to have to play Sunday for Indy.
Absolutely.
In about 45 seconds, kind of give me how you prepare a young guy who really has never played, and now he's thrust into it.
You try to run the ball. You early throw easy throws for him. Maybe they're just little quick things here or there, or maybe it's a play action where, okay, fake it, throw it to this guy, or throw it away. You know, something like that, a little bit of what some of the Titans do. But you cannot put him in those against-the-chain situations because he's not ready to handle that.
Are you surprised that Jacob Eason has gotten past being the third quarterback and is apparently in Indy a clear number two?
I can't remember who the backup was that he had to beat out, but yeah, a little bit. And he threw his first pass in the NFL the other day. He got his first completion, and you're coming in to play the Titans. Woof. Tough.
Yeah, no question about it. Okay, when we come back, it'll be time for Stat of the Day, and then we'll go to Arkansas to start the 3 o'clock hour and talk about the Razorbacks and their impressive 3-0 start. They've got A&M this weekend in a big game. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Okay, Watson. We got a little Stat of the Day. You ready? On Sunday, Freddie Freeman became the 9th Brave in the franchise's history to produce 330 homer seasons. Can you name any of the others?
Why don't you name them for me? I mean,
well,
there's some obvious, but
okay,
go through the list because that's interesting to me.
Yeah. Hank Aaron
that one
did it 15 different times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
God, you talk about the model of consistency.
I guess.
It was Hank Aaron. 15, 30 homer seasons. Eddie Matthews, another Hall of Famer and a former Braves manager, did it 10 different times. I didn't realize to that level. That's impressive. Andrew Jones did it 7 times. Hall of Famer Chipper Jones did it 6. As did hopeful Hall of Famer someday, Dale Murphy. He did it 6. Ron Gant and Bob Horner each did it 3 times. And some guy named Wally Berger, who must have played for either the Boston Braves or the Milwaukee Braves, did it 3 times.
I could have named those if you'd given me time, except that last one.
Yeah, old Wally's not a household name.
No, that had to be the Milwaukee Braves, right?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, let me throw a couple of things out there. Number one, thanks to the Baltimore Orioles, went into Philly last night and shoved it down there, you know what? 2-0 shutout. Baltimore hadn't won 50 games this year, and they went into Philly last night and said, "We are your daddy."
Shows you what pitching will do, isn't it, George?
Yeah. And the other thing, Watson, last night I watched part 2 of the Ken Burns series on Muhammad Ali. Outstanding. It'll be on again tonight on PBS, which is Channel 8 locally, 1008 if you have Comcast HD. And being a big boxing fan, man, I was riveted to it. Great stuff.
I got to see that. I forgot about it. I need to watch that.
Yeah, parts 3 and 4, I believe, are tonight and tomorrow night.
And they may rerun the other, so I got to find that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Anyway, they last night they got into all of Ali's refusal to go into the military in the late 60s, which was a nasty deal, as a lot of you can imagine, but very interesting for somebody who wasn't really old enough to remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
And they have some really interesting old boxing clips that I had never seen before. So for me, it was really good. If you get into that, it'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock on PBS. Hour number two will start in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and talk about the red-hot Arkansas Razorbacks. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In the border town of Del Rio, Texas, there are still an estimated 10,000 Haitians camped out underneath a bridge waiting to be processed and asking for asylum. Today, Governor Greg Abbott visited the town to announce his state is stepping up efforts to stop migrants from entering.
The state of Texas, we are arresting and jailing anybody who comes across the border illegally and trespasses on private property or on public land.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who visited the town yesterday, fielded questions about security today at a Senate hearing. Federal officials say they will investigate a photo of a border agent yesterday on horseback. It appears to show him hitting one migrant with his reins. A second woman has come forward accusing a billionaire of raping her inside Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan townhouse 2 decades ago. Her allegations are part of an earlier lawsuit filed. This is ABC News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help.
Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hour number two of the show, and thanks for being with us. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, yesterday we were running through where we would rank the SEC football teams as of today. And the Arkansas Razorbacks, one of the real surprises early at 3-0. And they got in our top seven in the SEC. And when you think back to what they were a little more than a year ago, that is really quite an accomplishment that Sam Pittman and his staff have been able to put together. With that in mind, in a big game Saturday against A&M, we've asked Andrew Hutchinson from Rivals 24/7. He covers the Arkansas Razorbacks, and he joins us by phone. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, George. How about you?
Good. Good. So I know a little bit about the pride that people in Arkansas take about this team, because it really is the only game in town. Kind of tell listeners the level of excitement that is building around this undefeated start.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's really the only show in town. Arkansas, the Razorbacks are basically a professional team in Arkansas. I mean, that's a team everyone here loves, and so and football, as you know, in the South is a very big deal. So for them to be 3-0 right now, the excitement is real. I know on our message board we've already got, you know, some fans are like, I know it's unlikely, but if Arkansas goes 11-1, you know, and loses to Alabama, could they make the college football playoff and stuff? So I mean, that just kind of shows you the mindset of the fan base, which, you know, 2 years ago when they were, you know, going 2-10 in back-to-back years, I don't think anybody could have imagined that we'd even be having those conversations this point of the tenure, especially with a guy like Sam Pittman who, you know, Arkansas people really liked him because, you know, they remembered him being an assistant coach here. But, you know, nationally it was thought of as an interesting, you know, maybe even a criticized hire for Arkansas. So the turnaround has been nothing short of dramatic.
I'm going to ask you about Pittman in just a minute, but I sort of teased the fact, big game Saturday against a national power in Texas A&M. When was the last time Arkansas had this big a game?
You know, it's been – so this will be the first top 25 matchup for Arkansas since 2016 when both teams were ranked. They had a couple of games like that year. But I would venture to say this is the biggest game in Arkansas in a decade since the Bobby Petrino era. You know, they played some pretty big games during those 2010-2011 seasons, including the 2011 Cotton Bowl was a big one. Top 10 showdown. So for my money, it's the biggest game in Arkansas in a decade.
What is it that Pittman has done as he walked into this, you know, just Hindenburg when he took it over? What is it he's done that has righted this so quickly?
I think that he's just got the team to fully buy in, and he's done it by being a genuine, honest guy. You know, Chad Morris kind of gave off this used car salesman type vibe, and the players saw right through it. You know, it's never really felt that the players bought in. And when you're not believing in your head coach, it's hard to win games. And so far, that seems like what they've done with Sam Pittman. We saw it last year you know, in a 10-game all-SEC schedule that, you know, Arkansas got kind of hosed by the SEC by getting Georgia and Florida added to the schedule last year as the two extra games. But they still managed to go 3-7, and three of those losses were by a total of 7 points and were just in absolutely heartbreaking fashion. So they are a lot better than what they were just 2 years ago, and it's with a lot of the same players. I mean, he's brought in a few key players in the last couple of recruiting classes, but really the main players so far are guys that were here already whenever he got here. And so he's just really got them, you know, fully bought in and just really believing in themselves, I guess you could say.
Is he surprised it's turned this quick?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe a little bit. I know Hunter Yurecek, the Arkansas AD, I asked him that question last year, and he said, yeah, I'm definitely surprised. I think everybody is. I think they knew it was going to take some time, and they've done it in short work, and they've done it by, you know, transforming the players that were already here, like I just mentioned. I mean, for example, the offensive line was one of the weaknesses of the team a few years ago, and they weren't very big. But Sam Pittman, being an offensive line coach, he likes big offensive linemen, and he came in, and he just completely reshaped that unit, and now they're all 300-plus pounds. They've gained, like, an average of 20 pounds per man across the board, and now they're a, you know, I would say one of the strengths of the team. So it's truly remarkable, and I think even Sam Pittman, if you get him to tell you, he would also say that it's maybe surprised him a little bit as well.
You know, you brought up a name a couple of minutes ago I hadn't thought of in Bobby Petrino, and I guess maybe the motorcycle wasn't his best move at the time that he was down there. But Brett Bielema, that was a mystery to me. Andrew, why did that one fail?
I think it was a combination of several things. One, Bielema, when he first got here, had a rock star assistant coaching staff. I mean, Sam Pittman was the offensive line coach. He had some other really good coaches. And, of course, as you know, when you've got good assistant coaches, they're probably going to get picked off by other teams as they have success. And I don't think he did a very good job of replacing those assistant coaches. And I think that hurt in recruiting. They would always do a good job landing, you know, four or five really good players at the top of the recruiting class. But then it almost seemed like, I don't throw around this lightly, but it almost seemed like they would get lazy at the end of the recruiting class, and they would end up bringing in, you know, players, you know, for depth or whatever in the class that maybe only, you know, were two-star guys or only had, you know, offers from Group of Five schools or FCS schools, and they weren't really SEC recruits. And, of course, they don't pan out, and when you don't get those guys, it's hard to develop depth, especially if you don't hit on all of your high-caliber guys. And so I think all of that just kind of combines and just kind of led to the eventual downfall there in year five, where they just went 4-8 and really struggled.
Andrew Hutchinson is on the line with us. He covers Arkansas for Rivals 24/7. Watson, what do you got for him?
Andrew, I agree with you. I think Coach Pittman's relationship and his personality, it's not easy for a head coach to get his personality through a team. I think he's been able to do that, and I think that's huge. The second thing is the two coordinators he brought in I thought were top. Absolutely top, and for him to pull that off, I thought was fantastic. Kendall Browse, who is the son of Art Browse, who's been a very good friend of mine all the way through our careers. Kendall is one of those young guys, Andrew, that to me, one of the negatives of the young offensive guys, they have one system, and that's it. That's what they learned. That's what they grew up with. That's what they been sold on, and their popularities. Kendall, to me, has taken this team, this offense, and he's worked it not just run his daddy and his offense. He has worked it into what the players can do. And I start with K.J. Jefferson, the quarterback. And to me, that's a great credit to Kendall, because I think he has not just said, we're running this offense. He's still a fast-paced guy. He's still doing the things that he grew up in. But he's tweaked it to the point that I think, looking at them, they've gone 38-40-45. Arkansas scoring that kind of points is a major difference for them from the years past.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. We honestly saw it a little bit last year and how flexible Kendall Briles is, because I think everyone knows that he would prefer a quarterback who is mobile like KJ Jefferson is this year. But last year they brought in Felipe Franks from the portal, and you know he's not the most mobile guy in the world, but they made the offense fit kind of his skill set. And so now, you know, he's doing the same thing this year. It's kind of broadened the playbook, I would say, because you can do more RPO type things like that, get the quarterback involved in the run game with a guy like KJ, who's a lot better of a runner than Felipe was. And I think they've done a good job of, you know, being creative and finding ways to get Treylon Burks, the Arkansas star wide receiver, the ball. I mean, if you watch him during a game, that guy moves all over the field. I mean, he lines up in the backfield like a running back. He lines up in the slot. He lines up outside. Yeah. He lines up, you know, as almost like a tight end. I mean, he is all over the field and always in motion. So, yeah, I think they do – Kendall Briles does a really good job of kind of using – knowing what pieces he has and tailoring the system to his strengths.
Well, another thing to me that I think it helped them both is when Lane Kiffin hired him down in Florida – and they got together, and I think Lane is smart enough. I think he took some things from Kendall and kept his style, but I think Kendall also got a lot from Lane, and I'm not sure that hasn't helped Kendall. He's become more of a run guy than Kendall used to be to me, and the way they knocked Texas down just absolutely surprised me to death, but I think that has helped Kendall in a lot of ways, and I can't wait to watch them play offense against a real good defensive team in Texas A&M. They've had three that hadn't been great, but not bad, and now they've got to go against A&M, and I can't see that matchup.
Yeah, it should be a really, really interesting matchup to see how they go up against a really good defense like that. I mean, Texas was a pretty good test. I think Texas is, you know, maybe they weren't a number 15 team in the country like they were whenever they came to Fayetteville, but I think they're still a really good team with a lot of really good players, and yep. And Arkansas just mauled them. I mean, at 333 rushing yards, averaged over 7 yards a carry, truly a dominant performance. I'm anxious to see if they could do that against a team like Texas A&M, teams in the SEC that maybe are bigger along that defensive front than Texas was.
Yeah, I think we leave this weekend and know a ton more about Arkansas. I think we're also going to know a ton more about A&M. How does that game come about? Is it always now in Arlington? They don't go home and home with this? Andrew, is it going to stay that way? I saw where Coach Pittman wasn't really for this. It wasn't a big deal, but is it going to stay like this, or is it going to get back to home and home again?
Short answer is that it sounds like it's trending back toward being a home and home here when this contract expires following the 2024 season. This series started, they call it the Southwest Classic, whenever Texas A&M was actually still in the Big 12, so it was a non-conference matchup for a while. But then, you know, when they joined the SEC, they had a really brief stint, like in 2012 and 2013. They went home and home. Then since then, it's been at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Yeah. Last year, it was actually in College Station because of everything going on with COVID. But this year, they moved it back to AT&T Stadium in order to just kind of honor that contract and try to get it over as quick as possible. Because I think, based on what I've read from the A&M side, both Arkansas and Texas A&M really want this game to return to a home and home on campus sites every year.
Well, and they could very well end up in the same division when this Oklahoma-Texas thing falls too, couldn't they?
Exactly. Who knows how that's going to play out? I mean, are they going to go, you know, an east and a west? Are they going to do pods? You know, there's still so many moving parts. So I think the 2024 is a very big, you know, benchmark period for where the future of this series.
Last thing, quick, and probably got 30 seconds at the most, Andrew. Yeah. Is Arkansas's defense good enough to play with the better SEC teams?
I think Arkansas's defense is the strength of the team. So, yes, I believe they've got enough pieces and enough key players that That's going to be the side of the ball that keeps Arkansas in a lot of these games.
Andrew, really appreciate you taking the time to come on today. Can't wait to see how this is going to play out.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Andrew Hutchinson from Rivals 24/7 covering the Arkansas Razorbacks, one of the real pleasant surprises early. Okay, when we come back, not only will we open the phones, but we'll talk about a changing landscape in college football that may be for the better. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
We will head to the phones in about 4 minutes. I want to get three red-blooded Americans who want to talk a little college football with me. That's what I want to do at 615-844-5600. So if you'll dial in now, because I want to do a little college football with you, 615-844-5600. Watson, I sense there's a little bit of fresh air in college football right now because Clemson isn't what they have been. Everybody near the top seems to have some flaw now that Alabama, you know, has been pushed around by Florida. It seems more wide open than it has been.
Yeah, George, and it's not even a top one now. You know, it's pretty much been top two. And it's always Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. And for sure, two of those three don't look near as good to me. The Ohio State defense is really struggling. And the Clemson offense is nothing like I've seen in a lot before Deshaun Watson got there. I mean, it just doesn't look anywhere close. Right now, I'm not sure Clemson's going to win the ACC. Of the big dogs, they to me look the worst. George, would you agree with that? Now, their defense is still really strong, but my gosh, their offense just does not look good.
Yeah, they'll have to win by defense. And frankly, Ohio State will have to outscore people.
Yeah. And right now in today's game, I'd rather try to outscore you than win on defense.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard way to go in college football today.
I just kind of like the fact that there seems to be a little fresh air and sort of a everybody is eligible. I hadn't felt that way in a while.
No, and I think if our callers called in today and we ask them all, who are your top four right now, I'm not sure that we'd get two of them be the same. And that's pretty neat, if you ask me.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's do that then. Let's you and I say that Bama and Georgia are two of the top four. Agreed?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay.
And both have flaws. So,
would it be Oregon and Iowa?
That's what I say. I think it's going to get real interesting. I would put Oregon today, and Notre Dame will be in mine if they win this weekend.
By the way, they're about a 5-point dog, and I think that's neutral site Soldier Field.
It is
against Wisconsin.
And so it's all the way up to five now, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that that's not right. I mean, I think Wisconsin's pretty damn good. Wisconsin just blew their one against Penn State at home. Just blew it.
And this is their one chance nationally to make up for
that. This is their comeback. If they win this one, they're right back up in the picture again. And but I don't know. I can't name the four. I can't. Would you put Clemson in it?
No.
And that's
wouldn't
why
put Clemson
I'd say
or Ohio fact, State right now.
It might be something for you to ask callers today. Who are yours? And let's see if any one of them came out, if any two of them were the same. I'm not sure they would be. Mine and yours aren't right now.
Yeah.
So who did you have as four?
I put Iowa at number
four. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not hardly there yet. They're top ten for sure. I don't know if I have a four. Like I said, my four would be Notre Dame with a win this weekend.
Right.
That would be my fourth.
I think Notre Dame is going to have a hard time getting a committee to buy them because they have gotten in twice and gotten their hat handed to them.
Yeah, and they're not winning big at all. They're barely getting by right now. And so this is a huge game for them. And then they turn around in a week and play Cincinnati with a week off. So we'll see about Notre Dame in the next 2 weeks.
Cincinnati's a lot closer to getting in this conversation than any of these group of five have been in a long time.
Well, and if they get in it if they beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame.
Sure looks that way.
They get in it. They get in it if they do. I mean, they get in the conversation big time if they win that game.
Okay, I'm going to take a phone call, but I got two lines open. I'm looking for a couple of red-blooded Americans who want to get in on some college football talk with me. 615-844-5600. My four today are Bama, Georgia, Oregon, Iowa. That doesn't mean I'm right. just meaning I threw it out there. Who are your four? Want to hear from you. Tony in Nolensville, get us started.
Good afternoon, George. Hello, Watson.
Hey, Tony.
Before I pick my four, I thought I'd give you an update. I did not talk on it yesterday about it. I went 2-1 this past weekend, so my Tony Thumpers, I'm looking pretty good. I'm 8-2 overall, so pretty happy about that, George.
They need to pay a little more attention to Tony's Thumpers before you get thumped.
Yeah, well, it's coming. It's coming. And George, your buddy or whomever it was that had the parlay last night, losing.
Oh, yeah.
Losing. I hope he did put a chunk of money on the Packers.
Okay, so let me tell you what I think I found out about that. Because the Packers on the money line were minus about 600, which means that whoever this person was, if they had somehow scrounged up 100 grand and they had gone to a sports book and said, Green Bay to win outright, okay, they would have had to have laid 600 grand to win 100 grand. You got me on that?
I do.
Now, where you come up with that kind of money, I don't know what bank you go to and say, look, I got a 15-team parlay, but in theory, if he had done that last night, he would have either won 100 grand by Green Bay winning,
and
then he would have lost $25 on his 16-team parlay, or he wins $726,000 if Detroit had won all outright but lost $600,000 on the Packers. Wow. Get where I'm coming from?
Nice.
It's a lot
problem
to keep up with, and I'm more power to you. You've got the Vanderbilt degree. I don't.
Well, here's what's hilarious.
He cheated, Tony.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Because the person that steered me in this direction to begin with says to me yesterday, my friend is adamant he would do all or nothing. And I said, your friend is very, and you can fill in the blank, or a total fool. You have to come away with money when you win 15 in a row. My friend then says, total fool. I made sure to tell him that. Now, here's the practical question. How do you come up with 600 grand in 24 hours to do what it was I was suggesting? I don't really have the answer to that. I don't know if you walk into Fifth Third or U.S. or whatever bank, Pinnacle or Wilson or whatever, and you tell them this, are you getting the money?
I don't know. I'm going to say they're not going to do it, period. I don't think they'd do it. I don't think so. I mean, you could lay it all out there in front of them, but I don't think you're going to do it.
What's the old saying in life? You got to have money to make money?
Right, that's true.
It may be true on that one.
George, we were talking also yesterday about some bad officiating that was across the board this weekend.
Yeah.
One game that wasn't mentioned, I don't know if you saw it, but your old employer, Memphis.
Oh, I did see it.
Did you see the punt return?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you see it also on the punt return, there were two number fours?
Yes. Yes.
They had two guys wearing the same number. When there's so much emphasis talked about all these players having to change jersey, they had two number fours also on the kick receiving team, on Memphis's team on the field at the same time. They botched that whole officiating play up, that whole play up. Guys, I'm going to give you a stat before I pick my four and I get off here. How about this for a stat? Derrick Henry, in his last 17 regular season games, he has rushed for 2,185 yards. This is road games. 2,185 yards and 23 touchdowns.
He's a stud.
He's a beast.
He He is. You got that right.
My four, Alabama, Georgia. I'll put Iowa in there. And, well, I want to put Iowa, but at the same time, I want to put Penn State. And, you know, and guys, I'm going to go with Penn State. Watson, I know you said Wisconsin blew the game. You got to somewhere turn credit to Penn State for doing what they had to do to win the game.
Yeah, they hung in there.
Capitalized on all the mistakes, and I've got, and them winning at Wisconsin, and then Auburn coming into their house and playing big game there.
Those are two really good wins. Yeah, you know what? The more you say that, the more I'm having to think maybe I've blown it. Maybe Penn State needs to be in there instead of Iowa.
They're just battle tested. And
of course, Iowa's got to win it. Iowa's got to win at Iowa State.
In two big games.
Yeah. I love it. So, we're in early September.
Guys,
thanks.
Have a great evening. Talk to you.
We're debating it in September. Spence and Old Hickory, if we need more time, we'll bring you up after the break. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I got it cut in quick the other day. I squeezed a lot in a minute.
You did.
Let's talk, especially with Watson, let's talk about Tennessee's scrimmage they had last week. That's what I would – that would be like, you know, Ensworth going to scrimmage Glencliff. You should see a score like that, but what I didn't like in that, you had five fourth downs that you converted. If it had been 56-0, just going down, marching, scoring, getting off the field, letting all the backups play like they did, and they got a lot of kids in the game, I would feel a little better about things. But defense is average, and we still got Bazooka Joe for quarterback, and I'm afraid they'll start him Saturday, and Florida will beat him by four touchdowns. What do you think, Watson?
I think Tennessee's going to play them good, Spence. I do. I think they're going to play them good. I don't think they're going to win the game. But I think Tennessee is going to play their best game of the year, and I think they'll play them good. I think it's going to be a real fun game to watch, and I'm going to bet you it gets up in points pretty good.
Doesn't it help that Florida had to empty all the emotional barrels last week against Bama?
Sure it does.
Well, I think that now Florida thinks they can beat Bama.
True.
And if they get to the championship round, I think they'll probably give them a good game. Of course, the Godfather has a little time now to game plan for them.
The Godfather.
Well, they got to get through Georgia too. That ain't going to be no easy treat.
No, that'll be a good game right there, or should be a good game.
So you think Tennessee's going to get it this weekend, huh?
I think that it's going to be ugly.
With a capital U.
Hope you're not wrong.
It's I'll smoke my chicken wings early and sit back and hang on, but I don't think it's going to be pretty. Josh is a good play caller. He called a good game. He called a good game against Pitt. Every good team, Watson, boys, y'all know this, has to have a good to great quarterback.
Yep.
He just ain't got one.
No.
He just grabs the sawdust and throws it for all it's worth. Spence, you need more time?
No, I'm good. Y'all have a great one.
Maybe thanks, Spence.
Friday if I'm not fishing.
Okay, I love it. Okay, here's what I need after the break. I need two or three more of you who love college football to jump in on the line, and I want to know your top four as of this moment. Yeah, it's easy to say Alabama and Georgia. We know they're going to be in. But what about the other two? Who are number three and four? I want to hear from you. 615-844-5600. Jump in now. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming at Nash. Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back in. Little homework during the commercial break. Right now, I think virtually every last one of you would have Alabama and Georgia in a college football playoff if the season ended today. Watson, I believe you put Notre Dame in, and I want you to reconsider and rethink this one. Here are Notre Dame's victories. At 0-3, Florida State suddenly has no street cred. Toledo at home. Toledo, a team that Colorado State beat a week ago, and Purdue. Those are Notre Dame's three wins. Florida State win has nowhere near the street cred that it would have 2.5 weeks ago. Now, Watson, listen to these. Oregon has a road win at Ohio State, but I'm going to throw a second win in that suddenly looks a lot better. Fresno State, a team that went to UCLA on Saturday night and upset them.
Yeah.
Penn State has victories at Wisconsin, at home against Auburn. Iowa has Indiana, which doesn't look as good as it did earlier. Boy, they collapsed against Cincinnati. And Iowa has a road win at Iowa State. So, Watson, if the committee were in session right now, Notre Dame would not be one of the four, would they?
Mm-mm, no. I said I would put Notre Dame if they beat Wisconsin this weekend.
Okay.
That was my stipulation. And I had Oregon 3, but after Tony's call, I would have to today put Penn State in front of Notre Dame. No doubt they'd go in front of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how good Auburn is yet. They hadn't beaten anybody when they went up there. And I was not impressed defensively in the game. I was not. So that's the only holdup I got. But you go and hang in there at Wisconsin. I've been there. That is one tough place to play. And just to hang around and hang around and hang around, Tony's right.
Old so Camp Randall.
Probably. Camp Randall is special now.
Yeah.
That place is special. It's loud.
Never
it's
been there. Good one. Okay, so let me ask you this. In your mind, if Bama and Georgia today are in, and I don't think anybody would dispute that, is it Oregon State, Penn State, Notre Dame, Iowa, all over Clemson and Ohio State? Would that group of four all be ahead of Ohio State and Clemson today?
In my eyes, I think so. I'm not sure that they would throw Clemson out just yet because they played Georgia a good game.
On a neutral site.
On a neutral site, whereas who's the other one you said? Dang. Ohio State has not looked good on defense at all.
And got beat at home.
And got beat at home. So Clemson would be the one I think that would be hanging around right now.
Clemson has, right now, a neutral site loss, neutral site Georgia, a 14-11 win over Georgia Tech, and I honestly don't remember who the third is.
Wasn't it a gimme?
Yeah.
Some FCS.
Seems like it was.
Yeah.
But what got, I mean, think about this.
And they go to NC State this weekend. Keep your eye on that. NC State is not bad now. I'm not saying they're good enough to beat Clemson. I'm not. But that's not no gimme.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. So there's some good games that we'll know a lot more after this weekend. But I would say Tony's right. If you go off of not name, not anything, who's beat who, Penn State has two of the best wins over everybody. Georgia's got one, right, over Clemson.
Yeah.
But then their other opponents have not been very good yet. Alabama has not really played anybody till this weekend and struggled in that one. They bombed Miami. That looked pretty good, but Miami has not come close since. So, really, Penn State has the best wins on the
– Yeah.
On the deal right today. They've got two where I'm not sure anybody else has two.
Cincinnati has a road win at Indiana, and in a week or two, they will get the chance to really get the national spotlight when they go to Notre Dame. And, you know, you think about it, Watson, Cincinnati-Notre Dame could well be our first elimination game of the year.
Good point. Good point. And I think I'm not sure there's an elimination game in Notre Dame and Wisconsin. If Notre Dame beats Wisconsin, they're done. That's it. That's two. And if Wisconsin beats Notre Dame, that's going to be hard to come back from, George, and get in that top four to get in the playoffs. So that may be an elimination game this weekend.
Don't you like this?
Yeah, I love it. I do. I love it. I like it not being 12. I'd go for 8 because of this kind of thing right here.
Yeah.
How are you going to get in this? And you got to keep winning, and you got to keep playing. You get down to 12, there could be 2 lost teams in that, George.
Absolutely.
And that's why I like it 8 at most myself. But and I kind of like it the way it is. We don't have long, but how about Austin Peay pulling and going to the A-Sun? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
I wish Tony's still listening. If we'd had time, we don't guess we got time for him to call back in on that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that's a death knell to the OVC?
I don't know where they go. They may have to go Division II. They now lose their automatic qualifier in the playoffs because they don't have enough teams in the conference for
football.
In football. Yeah. Now, they're not this year because Austin Peay doesn't pull out till next year. But right now, if they don't add somebody, they lose their automatic qualifier to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And there's only 2 original schools left, George. 2. Murray and Tech. That's it. They're all gone from the old OVC days. And that's kind of sad.
That's
the way football goes. And then I saw another thing about Austin Peay. They owe the OVC $1 million. I don't know if you read that. And they raised the money in the community to pay it off. How about that? That's pretty neat.
Well, if you were to look back, Watson, when Will Healy got there, he was able in one off season to raise an incredible amount of money. Now, I don't pretend to know what level of money is in Clarksville. You know that better than I do.
I'll tell you this, it's changed. That place has grown, George. Wow. Austin Peay is flying. I mean, Clarksville is flying. It's growing in leaps and bounds.
Well, you can certainly see it in the traffic when you go up there.
No, it is. That city is Murfreesboro. It's Murfreesboro, too. It is flying.
Well, let me ask you this. Deep down, is the A-Sun an improvement over the OVC for these schools that have bolted?
It must be. I'm not in the middle of it to know. But
I'm asking, do you think it is?
I think the competition now with the teams they've added is a more competitive league. Yes, absolutely.
Give me 2 schools the OVC ought to go after.
I can't name them. I don't think they can get anybody from the Missouri Valley, and that's where it would nearly have to come from. I'm not sure, George, they're not going to have to go recruit. And maybe from the Pioneer League, which is a non-scholarship league, but that's got to change. I hear the music. And then, you know, Moorhead was there before. Personally, that's the one I would run to immediately to get me back to 6, is I'd go try to get Moorhead.
Where
they're in the conference and everything else.
What league is Kennesaw State in?
They're in the A-Sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd try to steal them, get the Atlanta market.
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
Arkansas State's there, too. That has become a really good football league, man. That's a good one. Going to be a very good one. They'll be competing for championships out of that league.
Final Countdown is coming up next. This is the Plaster Radio Network. My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to sirspeedymusiccity.com.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Final countdown it is. I'm going to throw something out there for some listeners that may not have been around during the 2 o'clock hour. PBS right now has a documentary going that Ken Burns has done on Muhammad Ali. And if you're a boxing fan or were back when Ali was around, you want to take a look at this. Part 3 of this thing, and I think it's 2 hours tonight, 7 p.m. on PBS, which is Channel 8 locally. But if you have Comcast HD, it would be Channel 1008. Watson, I know both of us have seen a little bit of it. It's really good.
No, I can't wait. I forgot about it, and I've got to go back and get caught up. I'm a huge boxing fan from the old days, George.
Huge. Ditto.
So, man, I can't wait to watch it.
Now, for the first time in 5 days, no football game on television tonight. So, let's go to baseball. The Braves play in Arizona tonight at 8:45. Our pregame here on WNSR at 8:20, 8:25. I think I'm right on that. So last night the Braves got a huge advantage because Baltimore out of nowhere won in Philadelphia. And the Braves took care of business out west, and so their lead over the Phillies is now up to 3. Watson, as much as I crow about the Braves, it's the Cardinals that have come out of nowhere. The
yeah.
Cardinals now have a 3-game lead over Cincinnati for the fifth and final wild card. Now, what do you get for that? You either got to go to San Fran or L.A. for a one-game winner-take-all, and right now the Giants have a one-game lead over the Dodgers, and so the reward would be to go to L.A. for a one-game Dodger-take-all.
The one I'd be nervous is the Dodgers. I'd be nervous as Dickens about that because the Cardinals are hot, man. Baseball is such a hot and cold sport, and Major League Baseball especially. And this is the Cardinals' M.O., man, from years past. That's what they've done in years before, of getting hot late in seasons and then make runs. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm nervous as I can be. I'd be wanting to get out of that and get back, put the Giants into that game.
For what it's worth, Watson, most of the teams have 12 regular season games left. They've played 150 out of 162.
Wow. It's a lot of baseball.
Yeah, it is. Long season. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to do underdog picks instead of Thursday because locally we're going to be preempted by a Braves-Arizona game. So underdog picks tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. Watson, I've got a winner to crow about.
Oh, jeez. I think there's one dude that hadn't won a game, right?
I think you were listening to it.
I think I'm listening to myself.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks to all of you for being with us. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
WPDQ.